Welcome along to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to the show on Planet FM in Auckland on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. Welcome to listeners joining us each week on Planet Audio, across New Zealand and other parts of the world. I hope you can stay with me for the next hour, where we will have the best of Irish music, latest news from Ireland, and news of events happening in the Irish community in New Zealand. Up first tonight is U2's One Tree Hill, a big hit for them back in the 80s. And I'll dedicate this song to Paul Oliver, listening to Ireland Calling in Auckland tonight.
Oh,
Well, that was U2 there and One Tree Hill. And of course, that song was dedicated to the memory of Greg Carroll, a Kiwi, who met the band when they were here during their Unforgettable Fire tour in 1984. And he became close friends with Bono and later served as a roadie with the group. And he was killed in July 1986 in a motorcycle accident in Dublin. So One Tree Hill. For our listeners in Ireland, we have a hill here in Auckland, close to the city centre. It used to have a big tree and a lovely monument there, but the tree was cut down. And, of course, it's still called One Tree Hill. And, of course, Bono, he's been in the news over the last few days, along with President Obama and President Bush, over their criticism of the cancellation of the US aid by President Trump. All right, you're listening to Ireland Calling on Planet FM in Auckland on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Capley Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. So we'll have a quick run through some of the main items making the news in Ireland at the weekend. Of course, we got publicity here about the Glastonbury Folk Music Festival. Of course, Lord from this parish played along with a number of international acts, and Kneecap from Belfast and Derry the Lads, who were in a bit of bother. They played to a packed audience, but police are now investigating some of the comments that were made. Sadly, another murder in Ireland. News broke on Monday of a young mother of two murdered in Donaghadee in Northern Ireland. And continuing with the music theme, there's a number of big concerts coming up over the next few months, with Oasis playing there on the 16th and 17th of August. And of course, last week we had an international star, Dua Lipa. She played to a sellout concert at Aviva Stadium. And then I see she was posting some images of herself, splitting the G, as they call it, in a pint of Guinness at O'Donoghue's pub. Not sure Joe Duffy went to O'Donoghue's pub many times during his life, but he retired from his job. Talked to Joe on RTE. Of course, he worked as a researcher on the Gay Byrne show for many years for Gay Byrne, and then had his own show. He took over from Marion Finucane to do the talk back hour and a half between 12:45 and 3:00 or 12:45 every weekday. And this became a hugely popular show, huge number of listeners and a big paycheck for Joe. So after, I think he's nearly 40 years working in various jobs in RTE, he had a big farewell on Friday, and lots of people paying tribute to him, including Uachtaráin Héireann, Michael D. Higgins and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. But he no sooner walked out the door from RTE till people began wondering maybe he's seeking a higher office. And when asked, would he consider running for the role of president in the election in October, he said he wouldn't rule anything in or rule anything out. So we'll have to watch that space to see if Joe Duffy puts his name in the hat. And I see a number of politicians from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael say that if Duffy puts his name in the hat, it's game over, because he's got such a big following. They'd be wasting their time and political party money in putting up a candidate against him. All right, we'll move on. This time we've got Tu Ramona from Sinead Logan.
Shut softly your watery eyes. The pangs of your sadness will pass as your senses will arise. The flowers of the city, though breath like a death like sometimes. Though I cannot explain that advice, your cracked country lips, I still wish to kiss, just to be by the strength of your skin. Your magnetic movements still capture the minutes I'm in.
Sinead Lohan there, and to Ramona. While continuing on with the news, it's 35 years ago since we were all basking in glory when the Irish soccer team, under the guidance of Jack Charlton, was having a great run at the World Cup in Italy in 1990. And amongst it all was the Taoiseach of the day, Charles Haughey, of course, basking in the glory. And but a few months later, all changed utterly, as William Butler Yeats might have said. We had a presidential election, and of course all previous presidents in Ireland had been Fianna Fáil members. And Fianna Fáil's candidate in 1990 was none other than Brian Lennon, a sitting cabinet minister at the time. And of course he was a shoo-in for a president. And but he did an interview with a young guy from Student Radio a number of years before this, where he was asked, did you happen to ring up Patrick Hillary after the Dáil collapsed in 1982, obviously with Fianna Fáil in power? And he asked President Hillary, former colleague of his in Fianna Fáil, not to dissolve the Dáil. And of course, he did ring Hillary at the time, but when he was asked about it, he said he didn't, but of course, on the campaign trail in 1990, he said he didn't, but of course the video came out, or the audio, and it was a case of mature recollection. And of course, Haughey, no matter how good a friend you were to him, if you were basically going to affect him staying in power, he would cut you loose, and he did that. And of course, Brian Linehan failed to become Ireland's president that year. In 1990, we had our first woman, Uachtaráin Héireann, Mary Robinson. And it was the end, a sad end of a political career for Brian Linehan, and the beginning of a new era for Mary Robinson. She stayed just one term, 7 years, and took up a job, a role with the UN after that. And then she stood down, or she was basically followed by President Mary McAleese. I think Bertie Ahern had something there. He basically told Albert Reynolds, Albert, you'll be our man. And that was like the knife in the back. And Albert didn't get the nod. And Mary McAleese came in and won. And of course, she did two terms. And then our current president, Michael D. Higgins, former Labour Party TD, he's been there for the last 14 years. So that election will take place in October this year. All right, we'll take another song, a band that are doing well from Fermanagh, the Tumbling Paddies, and they're singing The Way I Am.
dreamer, well, I'm a great believer. What's meant for you in life will never pass you by. I'll get to where I'm going, but first there's not knowing what's written in the stars. So I'm last to leave the bar. Spend the weekend over drinking, Monday's overthinking. Will I find a better plan? Will I try my best and I'll die trying? It's just the way I am. I earn an honest living with the cards I've been given. If only I could see what lies ahead for me. If I wake up in the morning, I hear the road is calling. I'll give it all I've got. Never mind the pints and shots. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays over thinking. Will I find a better plan? Will I try my best and I'll die trying? It's just the way I am. Just the way I am.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting in Auckland on a Wednesday night on Plains on Planet FM, down in Christchurch on Saturday night on Plains FM, Capitol Coast on Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. And welcome to everybody tuning in each week on Planet Audio across New Zealand and other parts of the world. We'll continue with more of the news. Of course, the big story that dominated Irish news for a number of weeks after 20th of March, when a local Kerry farmer from Kinmare disappeared, Michael Gahan. And for weeks and weeks, there was no trace. And there was lots of rumours going around about what may have happened to him. He had an American man staying in a part of his property. He was a chief suspect. And after body parts were found about 6 weeks after Mr. Gahan went missing, this American Yank, as they call him down in Kerry, Michael Kelly, was arrested and questioned for 24 hours, but released without any charge. And I see now where he's applying to get citizenship in Ireland, but he feels that the news about his involvement in the death of Michael Gahan, who he said he didn't murder, is affecting his application to become a citizen of Ireland. I know that the Gardaí in Ireland have travelled over to Maine in the US of A to interview a former partner of his, and as part of their investigation. I see other story in the news in Ireland during the week. The cost to run the London residence of Ireland's ambassadors, €43,500 every month. €43,500 And this is part of the 3.9 million euro that the Irish government paid in 2024 for rental accommodation for Irish diplomats all around the world. So a bit more expensive to rent a house centre London than down here in centre Wellington, where our ambassador lives. But it's an expensive business keeping our diplomats looked after. All right, we'll take another piece of music now. And this time we're heading down Tipperary way with Slieve Na Mon by Louise Morrissey. Well, that was Louise Morrissey there and Slieve Na Mon. And will that song be sung this weekend after Tipperary play in the All-Ireland hurling semi-final? Of course, they're playing Kilkenny on Sunday. So it might be the Rosamund coin. We'll have that song later on. Anyways, time now for sports news. And we'll run through all the major sporting events that have been happening in Ireland over the last week. Of course, the Lions, who started their tour of Australia in Dublin with a loss to Argentina last Friday week, bounced back on Saturday night where they had a convincing win, 54-7 over Western Force in Perth. And of course, the team was captained by Dan Sheehan, following the footsteps of other Irish captains, to mention, of course, Conor Murray back in South Africa in 21 and Brian O'Driscoll down here in 2005. And of course, Peter Romani, also captained the team on one of the games down here in 2017. So they're playing the Queensland Reds tonight in Auckland. And of course, everything leading up to the three-test series, with the first test in Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium on the 19th of July. Good weekend for Padraig Harrington, who's playing at the Seniors Tour. He won the US Senior Open at the weekend, picked up about $600,000 US dollars for that. But of course, Porrick is a former US Open and British Open champion, so he'll be playing in the British Open, which is taking place in Portrush in a few weeks' time, from the 17th to the 20th of July. But he's also going to play the Scottish Open next week. Lovely images of Shane Lowry, who's back in Ireland, preparing for the Open, and he was up in Portrush last week and posted a lovely image of a mural of himself on the side of one of the buildings in Portrush. So they're getting ready for the Open, which is coming up there. Well, it's a week-long event beginning on the 14th of July. So let's hope it'll be another success for an Irish golfer. Now, this week, an Irish man, well, a man Australian with an Irish dad and a Filipino mother, James Fernandez McBride, is representing Australia at Wimbledon. His dad is from Walkinstown in Dublin and moved to Australia in the 80s and worked in construction, maybe labouring jobs, and the flat complex they lived in, there was a swimming pool and there was a tennis court. So his son obviously had great sporting ability, so he started coaching him tennis at a young age from watching tutorials on YouTube. And as I say, the rest is history. He basically advanced past the first round of the Australian Open this year. He's only 20 and he's playing in Wimbledon this week, but he also has had high achievements in swimming and won a scholarship to a prestigious secondary school in Sydney. All right, Gaelic football. Well, what a weekend it was. Now, don't forget, you can watch your favourite football or hurling team on GAA Plus. Coming down to the pointy end of the season now, coming up this weekend, we've got the All-Ireland Hurling semi-finals. First up, it's Cork on Saturday. Everybody's tipped to win the All-Ireland this year against Dublin. And, of course, the following day, Kilkenny against Tipperary. Kilkenny haven't won an All-Ireland for a few years. And I see Joe Canning, former Galway hurler and All-Star, is tipping Kilkenny to come through this year. So those two games you'll be able to see on GAA+. Now, there was plenty of games at the weekend. And Kerry, who'd been performing pretty averagely this season, everybody kind of had written them off for their upcoming game on Sunday against All-Ireland champions Armagh. But a wounded Kerry man is a danger. So, well, a wounded 15 or 23 Kerry men are dangerous beasts. So they bounce back, coming from 5 points down within 15 minutes, going 8 points up. Eventual winners, 32 points to Armagh's 1-21. And that game was played on Sunday afternoon. Before that, my county Galway had a very slow start against Meath. It's been a long time, 2009, since Meath were back in an All-Ireland semi-final, and they just managed to hold on 2-16 to Galway's 2-15. But a poor first half by both teams, lots of scores missed, but in the second half, Meath just came through. The day before, you had Donegal, who the county board were complaining last week that Donegal should have been allowed to play their game on the Sunday rather than the Saturday. After the game was over and Donegal beat Monaghan after a close first half, Jim McGuinness, the Donegal manager, came out and he seems to put the boot into the county board, saying that it wasn't the idea of the football committee or the football panel or management to complain about the fixtures. They knew, he said, after they lost a match against Tyrone, that they would be playing 3-4 weeks in a row. So they came through against Monaghan, 126 to Monaghan's 120. But of course, the big surprise earlier that day was Dublin getting beaten by Tyrone. Tyrone 23 points, Dublin 16. A poor Dublin performance. And within shortly after the game was over, Dizzy Farrell resigned as a manager. And he's basically said he's given it his all and he wishes the team well. So on the weekend after next, the 12th and 13th of July, you have Donegal against Meath, Kerry against Tyrone. And that weekend, you have the final of the Tailteann Cup between Kildare and Limerick. And on management movements, Kevin McStay, he was sacked with a year of his contract to go as coach of Mayo. And Roscommon's coach Davy Burke and Antrim's coach or manager Andy McAtee, they both decided to step down. So obviously a change of the guard there. So don't forget, GAA Plus is where to log in and buy a subscription or buy a game to see your favourite team. The League of Ireland continued with another win for Shamrock Rovers. They're well ahead in the league table with 48 points. Derry City 37, Bohemians 37, Drogheda and Shelburne 35 and 32. Sadly, the ladies football team, who were touring America at the moment, they were beaten 4-0 by the USA in a challenge match at the weekend. And we were all delighted down here with the success of Liam Lawson at the weekend, coming sixth in the Formula One. But on Friday, young Alexander Dunn from Kildare had a test in the McLaren former Formula One car on Friday, and he actually got that car ahead of some of the other superstars in his race. He was the fourth fastest, and but that was just a test drive for him. He came fourth in a Formula 2 race at the weekend. He still leads the championship, and hopefully before too long he'll be up there and racing Formula 1 cars. All right, this time we're going to continue on with more music, and it's The Bright Side of the Road from Van Morrison. Van Morrison there on The Bright Side of the Road. Hopefully you enjoyed that particular piece of music. Van's still going strong. I think he could be upwards of 80 now. I think Rod Stewart, we saw him rocking last week at Glastonbury, and he's turned 80. But Van Morrison, certainly going strong, doesn't do a lot of big concerts, but does small, intimate concerts these days. Well, 40 years ago, on the 13th of July, next week coming up, or 2 weeks, we had Live Aid concerts in Philadelphia and London. Of course, this was the brainwave of former Boomtown Rats singer Bob Geldof, and he put together an unbelievable group of artists that day in July. It was a Saturday, I'll never forget it, and raised many millions of pounds in England and dollars in the US, and indeed dollars from all over the world and pounds from Ireland to help the starving millions in Ethiopia. And of course, this was followed 20 years later in 2005 when they had Live Aid, as in the G8 countries at the time, where Geldof and indeed Bono lobbied US presidents and Tony Blair, the English prime minister, to wipe off debt that was crippling nations in Africa. And so certainly a very great event. And I see that BBC radio station is going to broadcast 10 hours of artists that featured and on those legendary performances back there in July 1985, with artists from U2, Queen, David Bowie and Paul McCartney. That's all coming up. Hard to believe 40 years ago. I remember we were all glued to the television back in Ireland. It was the afternoon in Ireland. It would have been the middle of the night here in New Zealand. All right, we'll take Dublin in the Rare Old Times, this time from the Dubliners and Imelda May.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town, the hallowed halls and houses, the haunted children's
to go.
So fare thee well, sweet Tamalifi. I call along the Spain and watch the new glass cages spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories to all to hear. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare of time.
Lovely Harlan, that's it.
We are our roses
of the Dubs.
As the light declines, I remember Dublin's city.
For the road, two for the ditch.
In a ray of rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin's city. In the rear of time.
Dublin in the Rare Old Times, and from the Dubliners there, and Imelda May. I hope you're enjoying the programme. You're listening to Ireland Calling. Just looking at one of the Irish Independent from Tuesday, I see where there was a rural GP down in Mayo for 40 years, Dr. Gerry Crowley. I think he might have had a tilt to get into politics as well, this particular doctor, but he said there's nobody willing now to come down and take over from where he had his GP practice in Mulroney. In County Mayo, which is not far from Westport, not a bad part of the world. So if there's any GP out there in New Zealand that's listening and they want a nice place, they can climb Crowpatrick every second day if they want, they could head over there. What else has been happening in Ireland? Of course, still lots of publicity from NECAP. Former Gaelic football coach Rory Gallagher, he's taken initiated High Court action against the GAA and its president, Gerald Burns. Of course, he was the manager of Derry when allegations were surfaced about domestic violence and with his ex-partner. And of course, he denied there was no criminal, the Gardaí or the Prison Service in Northern Ireland investigated. But he stood down and... of course, he was about to take a job on, I think, managing the Naas football team down in Kildare earlier this year. And Gerald Burns contacted him saying he'd be, it would be in the best interest of the GAA if they didn't employ him. So I see it's getting nasty there with him suing the GAA and indeed suing its current president, Gerald Burns, who wouldn't be too happy after his team, Armagh, lost the All-Ireland quarter-final last weekend. While the weather in Ireland is quite warm, but not as bad as it is in other parts of Europe, you know, there's really a worrying sign of climate change with what's happening over in Europe at the moment. Temperatures going up to the mid-40s in parts of Spain and Greece this week. So very, very warm weather indeed. Thankfully, it's not that warm in Ireland. As I mentioned earlier, there's so many different concerts on, but the Marquee down in Cork, great place to go if you want to see some Irish entertainment. And Christy Moore is down there at the end of June, sold out. Tommy Tiernan, the comedian, he's there on the 4th of July. Oh, Christy was there at the end of June, sorry. That concert is sold out. Tommy Tiernan, the Waterboys are there in July. Amble are there in July, sold out concerts. Kingfisher, all these great new Irish bands. But if you're over there and you get a chance to go and watch a concert at the Marquee in Cork, it's a brilliant place to go. Speaking of concerts, we might as well take another bit of music. We had Sliabh na mBan early on. We had Dublin in the Rare Old Times for Dublin. And we're going to Kilkenny now with the Wolf Tones and the Rose of Mooncoin. Of course, Dublin, Tipperary, Kilkenny. and Cork are involved in the All-Ireland Hurling semi-final this weekend. And if you're from Cork, don't panic. We will have the Banks coming up after this particular song, The Rose of Moonkind by the Wolf Tones.
How sweet is to roam by the sunny shore stream and hear the dove coo 'neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkind. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your water so clear sounds a lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moonkind. She sailed far away o'er the dark rolling foam, far away from the hills of her dear Irish home, where the fisherman sports with his small boat and line on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkind. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your waters so clear sounds a lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moonkind. Then here's to the shore with its valley so fair, as oft times we wandered in the cool morning air, where the roses are blooming and the lilies entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkind. Along by your waters so clear sounds a lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of.
Well, Sean O'Shea there and the Banks, and before that we had the Wolf Tones, and they were singing the Kilkenny song, The Rose of Moon Coin. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's in New Zealand or around the world on planetaudio.org.nz, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. It's my pleasure here bringing you the programme each week. And good luck to the four teams in the All-Ireland Hurling semi-final this weekend. Of course, bring back memories of the 20 years that I broadcast the hurling and football finals on Radio Sport here. And of course, our annual link up with the great and late Mihála Marahertig, who we chatted to before the All-Ireland Hurling final for many, many years. And when I think back, I also spoke to Paddy Cullen. Of course, Paddy has gone to his eternal rest over the last year, along with the great Billy Joyce from Galway, and one or two other well-known footballers and hurlers from yesteryear. So that's about it for another week. I hope you've enjoyed the programme, and you'll come back and join me again next week. We'll leave you tonight with Limo Flem and his Ellen Pipes and Newfoundland. For me, Oliver Lee, good night, goodbye, and God bless.